Betty Bobe for being great host today for the Reds Caravan. This is the Western Caravan as they make their way through Indiana. Tonight they're going to be in Evansville. If you want to go to Eastland Mall, you can see them at 5 o'clock Eastern time for a public event. And if you're a Reds fan, we're not going to turn you away if you want to stop by and say hello to the group that's gathered here. We talked to Marty Brenneman earlier. Right now the Vice President and Assistant General Manager for the Reds is here, Nick Kroll. Nick, welcome to Washington, home of Chuck Harmon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a great pizza place.
Well, yeah, everybody's enjoying the Bob's Pizza, so you can't go wrong there.
No.
Talk about the Reds this year. Marty touched on this. We're expecting an improvement this year. Not quite sure we're a playoff contender yet, but there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes in the Reds farm system. Tell the Reds fans that are listening, you know, what kind of path are we on to hopefully put us in a position to be competitive at playoff time?
We're pretty excited about this year. Last year, at the beginning of the year, we had a couple injuries to our pitching staff, and we had a lot of young pitchers that need to get to the big leagues. They got to the big leagues by the end of the year. Luis Castillo, Amir Garrett, Robert Stevenson pitched well in the second half of the season. Sal Romano, Tyler Molly. I mean, those guys got to the big leagues or made some improvements in the big leagues to hopefully take some steps forward this year. This year, coming into spring training, we've got about 10 guys that have big league experience in our starting rotation. With those 10 guys, you got 5 starting spots, which is going to be great. And then you might have guys have depth and guys go back to the AAA, or you're going to have guys that will be able to shift into your bullpen. So I think we're going to have a much improved pitching staff this year. We had an offense last year that had, I think, 20 guys, or sorry, 6 guys with 20 home runs, not 20.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. with Scooter Jeanette having a breakout season and Scott Schebler having a breakout season, Joey Votto being all world as he is, and then you got guys that didn't hit the home runs, but they contributed, like Tucker Barnhart, who won a gold glove as a catcher and really helped the pitching staff. And these guys took a step forward last year, and we're hoping that we continue to improve throughout this year.
What was the decision behind the Zach Cozart decision, I guess, a month or so ago? It got to be too expensive, or what was the main thing, I guess, the main benefit to that trade, I guess I would ask?
Well, we didn't trade him. He was a free agent.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, I mean, he was at the end of the season, he was a free agent and free to look around wherever he wanted. And, you know, I think Zach was a tremendous asset that we had while he was here. But at the end of the day, we have to use that money elsewhere and make the rest of our team better. It's hard to go out and spend the money in the free agent market that we didn't really have.
And then how do you tackle that in the when you're going against the Yankees payroll and all these larger cities that can obviously put more money into the overall organization? How do you fight that in a small market like Cincinnati and still try to figure out how we can be a contender in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, the first thing you have to do is you've got to be more creative. And if you're not, we're going to struggle. But that's something that we've embraced in our office. We think of all kinds of things inside the box, outside the box, however you want to look at it. But, you know, we have to be more creative. We also have to have more patience. And, you know, we had a great example of both of those is last year we made a trade of Dan Straley right before the season started. And Dan Straley was a guy that everybody liked. He was a quality starting pitcher. He would have slotted right into our starting pitching group and been one of our better starters. But we made the trade because we got Austin Bryce and we got Luis Castillo as the two guys that we wanted in that deal. And by doing that, we improved our pitching staff from a starting standpoint and a relief standpoint. So, you know, we have to make those deals, but then you also have to wait for some of the development of those guys. Austin's a guy that got to the big leagues last year and is continuing to develop. He's going to, with that development last year, he's going to have a chance to come into spring training and win a job in our bullpen. Luis Castillo he was probably our best starter last year, which was, and just getting him was a tremendous asset, but you have to be patient to have him get to where we need to get him.
Well, we obviously hope the Reds can improve this year, and good luck on the rebuilding effort. And one thing I think that is pretty obvious, even to non-Reds fans, if they're a baseball fan, there's no better place to watch a baseball game than Great American Ballpark.
No, it's a tremendous place. It really is. I mean, the Castellini ownership has done a tremendous job with the ballpark, adding amenities and enhancements, whether it's the riverboat deck or the new Budweiser deck. You know, it's the widening of the concourse, the fan zone with all the kids stuff. You know, the customer service from people that work there, it's just tremendous. And then you take that, and then, you know, for people that come down for a weekend, you got the new area by the banks. They just put a new AC hotel in. They've got a lot of restaurants, nice park. It's a really great view. It's a lot of stuff to do downtown and around Cincinnati. So it really is a fan friendly park. It's easy in and out access. It's a tremendous place to go.
Nick Kroll is the assistant general manager and vice president of the Cincinnati Reds. Thanks for putting Washington on your caravan stop. You guys stop by anytime.
Thanks, and I will love to have more pizza.
All right, Dave Crooks at Bob's Pizza Express, along with Dwayne Shake. It's the Reds Caravan on WAMW.